von der Peyalef holen. Hier, der Peyalef. Mishnah says, Ochal b'shosod helomechot. If on Yom Kippur, somebody ate in the morning, and then he also drank, he ate the shear of a kesebis, that is chayiv korus, or b'shoigig is chayiv achatis, and then he also drank later on, b'helomechot, with one forgetting. In other words, he forgot today was Yom Kippur, and he ate, and then he drank. He's only chayiv one chatis. That's always the aloch, like Rashi says. It's only one lav, like one aveirum. The pasuk says, "Asher lo isuna." You're not supposed to do something to make yourself feel good. So drinking or eating both makes yourself feel good, like takes away your pains. That's the lav. So if you do both of them with one forgetting, you only chayiv one chatis. What about ochal v'yosam malocha? Let's say you ate on Yom Kippur and you also did malocha on Yom Kippur. Then chayiv shtei chatois. Then you chayiv two chatois. Because they're two separate lavin. Like Rashi says, Trei Shemus Ninu, Timitrei Kroi Nafkun, or Nafkun, two different sukkim. Asher Loi Suna, that's the law of not to eat and drink, and then there's a special locha, Loi Sasa Malocha. Ochal Oichle and Shenin Ruin Lachila, let's say you ate some food that's not edible, you ate strong pepper, or else Vashosa Mashkin Shenin Ruin Lashtia, you ate like vinegar, you drank vinegar, it's not Ruin Lashtia, or else Vashosa Tziro Marais, you drank the juice that comes out of the fish, it's not so drinkable, it's potter. You're potter on Yom Kippur. Because the pshat from the law, the Torah says, Asher lo isuna, you're not supposed to do something to satisfy you, take away your hunger pains, or take away your thirst. If you drink these things, it's just mazik you, it's not good for you, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Omer Rash Lakish, Mifneimali nemru azora biinui. How come the Torah doesn't say a law, beferish, not to eat on Yom Kippur? The Torah only says a loshin, Asher lo isuna. That's like an assay. You're not supposed to, don't do anything to take away your pain. In other words, you're not supposed to eat. But the Torah doesn't say the Farish loy seichel on Yom Kippur. Why doesn't Torah say a lav? So Mar says, Mishum de Leyefsha. Because there's no way the Torah could say a lav by eating. Heichi nichtav. How should the Torah write it? Nichtav rachamana lo yoichal. The Torah should say on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat. Then I would say, achilu bekezayis. Usually achila means a shear of a kezayis, that's the lav. And that's not shot by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, if you only eat the size of a kezayis, you're potter from an oinish. It's only yasas chasi shear. But on Yom Kippur, the Torah says, Ashaloi Suna has the biggest shear size of a kesevis, of a date. So Torah can't stam say loshen of loy soichal. It's the wrong measurement. Nichta rachmona loy suna. Let the Torah says beferish, loy suna. Don't have do something to take away your pains. And tomorrow, no. I could say then, kum echo mashma. If a Torah would have just said, loy suna, I would say just the opposite. It means, don't put yourself in pain. Don't give yourself panic. So therefore it means, go and eat. So Torah can't say, loshin, loy suna. That would be mashma, go and eat. Maskabla ravoshia. Avanichta rachmana hishomar pen loy suna. The Torah could say, loshin of a lav. Usually when the Torah says, Hishomer, watch yourself, and pen, those are always Lashonos of a lav. It means, Hishomer, watch yourself, and if you do it, you're over a lav. So let the Torah say, Hishomer, pen, loisune. Watch yourself not to do something to take away your pains. In other words, watch yourself not eat. Like Rashi says, Hishomer, pen, loisune. Hishomer, watch yourself, ten tovi lide loisune. Maybe you come to eat something which now will take away your pains. And that's the lava Torah. So why didn't the Torah say Lashon of Hishomer and Pen? So my answer is, nofesh lu lavi. If you say Hishomer and Pen, it's mashma two lavs. Hishomer is a lav, and Pen is a lav. So Torah doesn't want to say twice a lav. That's why Torah doesn't say Hishomer and Pen. So Drashi, imkeim nefesh lu lavi, Hishomer and Pen, sheshneyem loisasehen. They're both the Lashon of a lav. V'yanan lav echod arminin. Our kasher is, why didn't the Torah say one lav? Should the reason why the Torah doesn't say two is because Shemel Erotzel Harbis Beilavin. That's not a kasha to say two. Maybe the Torah doesn't want to say two. So say the word of Hishomer and Pen, that's no good. So good. So the more Maskev L'Rav Bevi, Barabayim. Nichta Rachmona Hishomer B'mitzvah Sinui. Only say one of them. Say Lashon of Hishomer. Watch yourself with the mitzvah Sinui. In other words, watch yourself to do the mitzvah to make sure you still have your pains. In other words, don't take away your hunger pains. And Hishomer, watch yourself, is Lashon of a lav. So Gemara says, no. In Cain, He shomer the lav. True. When the Torah says he shomer, and he has to wear the lav, then it means a lav. Or he shomer the yesli. When the Torah says the lashon of he shomer, like here, if you want the Torah to say he shomer be mitzvahs inoid, he shomer would only be mashma mitzvahs esay. So again, it would only be mashma lashon esay, not a lashon lois esay. Like Rashi says, he shomer the lav. They're going he shomer benegerat zaras shelayiketz parosay. When the Torah says, watch the mitzvah of a negam, not to cut off the negam, then we say yishomer means a lav. But when the Torah says, bayosir, yishomer b'mitzvah inui, would be a mitzvah sesay to watch yourself, not eat, but it wouldn't be a lav. So therefore, the Torah has no way of writing the lav. Therefore, the Torah just says, asher loy sunah, that you should not do something to take away the pains. So therefore, we understand that means you're not allowed to eat. Maskev lo ravashi. Of a nichtov, why didn't the Torah say, al toser min inui? Don't go away from inui. So that would be al toser mashmalav. Don't go away. In other words, you're supposed to be an inui, like painful hunger the whole Yom Kippur. And don't do something to take you away from your pains, which we mashma don't eat. So Gemara says kasher. That's a little bit of kasher. Now usually when the Gemara says lashon of a kasher, not to yufta, kasher means true, it's a little bit hard. But there is a teretz, like you could say a teretz bedechik. And some want to say that Torah couldn't have said it lashon of al tosim in inui, because that would be mashma then, kiseida the whole Yom Kippur, you have to be painful like you have to be hungry. Don't take yourself away from being hungry. So maybe that would be mashma even at the beginning of Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur first starts also, you have to be hungry. And that's not true. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, you're allowed to have a suda samasekis. As before Yom Kippur, you have a suda. So therefore, you can't really say like, al toser, don't take yourself away the whole Yom Kippur from having pains. Because it's not true. The first few minutes, you don't have to have pains. All right. My co-partner, Mr. Kashim, why didn't the Torah say, this type of a lashon, that there is a lav and not heat on Yom Kippur? The more of a tone, maisla mihocha. Another braisa learns from here. You want to know, Rashi azora bino mihocha. How do we know there's a lav, like in azora? The Torah was makbid, not heat. Where's the azora? Learn out from here. The pasuk says, "V'yenisem es nafsho seichem." You're supposed to give yourself pain, give yourself pain on Yom Kippur. V'chol melacha leisasu. In one pasuk it says, "In you know, don't do melacha." It says, "Don't do melacha," and also says, "Lashon of inui." V'inu es nafsho seichem. So v'chol melacha leisasu. Yochol, I would think ye onish al teisvus melacha. Maybe I would think there's an onish, means you get chorus if you do melacha on inyan of teisvus melacha. Toisus Malacha means that there's an Indian of Toisus Yomtif. Talmudim, the Pasuk says no. V'chol ha'nefesh asher lo sasa kol Malacha betzam yom hazeh. The whoever does Malacha on the day of Yom Kippur itself. So the drasha al itzuma shayim. Only if you do work on the day of Yom Kippur itself. The day doesn't only mean the daytime, it means the nighttime. But it means when the day you start after Tzeisik Echovim. Then is onesh chorus. If you do malacha, one of the lama test malachas on Yom Kippur, you chayiv chorus. But if you ain't onish chorus, I'll teisvus malacha. But even though we'll soon see in Amid Beis, there's a mitzvah essay of teisvus yomtiv, you're supposed to be mekabel upon yourself Yom Kippur, miboyjoim, even before Shkia, you're supposed to mekabel upon yourself teisvus Yom Kippurim. Now if you do malacha at that time, there's no onish chorus. You're over the Yisr Asay. There's a mitzvah essay to be noyig Yom Kippur, even before Yom Kippur really starts. But it's only with the mitzvah saseh, there's no onish chorus. That's this drosh of that the chol nefesh asher sasu kol melacha v'etzem hayom hazeh. When do you get chorus? Only if you do melacha v'etzem hayom hazeh. Mamash on Yom Kippur itself. Good. So yochol, I would think lo yei onish chorus at toisus melacha. True. If you do melacha on the extra time of toisus yomtiv, toisus Yom Kippur, there's no onish chorus. Avu yei onish chorus at toisus inui. But we know if you eat on Yom Kippur, the Torah says you get chorus. What about if you eat on Tosfos Yom Kippurim? You are Makabah, you accepted upon yourself Yom Kippur 5 minutes before Shkia. So now for you it's Yom Kippur. Let's say you eat then. Well, I would think maybe you chayav chorus. You made it Yom Kippur, you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayav chorus. Talmudim, the Pasuk says no. Ki chol ha'nefesh asher loisune b'yetzem ha'yom hazeh. It says it's Lashon also by loisune. By not to eat on Yom Kippur, it also says b'yetzem ha'yom hazeh. V'nichrusu, you get chorus if you eat on Yom Kippur. So the diak is, al itzuma shal yoyim onish chorus. If you eat on the day of Yom Kippur itself, after Tzeisik Echovim, when it's already vada Yom Kippur, then you get chorus. But if you ain't onish chorus, al Tosas Inui. But if you eat on the Inyan of Tosas Yom Kippurim, when you makabel Yom Kippur before Shkia on the Mitzvah's essay of Tosas Yom Kippurim, if you eat then, you're not Chayiv Koros. Yochol, I would think, lo yehei bechlal oynish, maybe who I did is not even an oynish. That's what like we're saying now. Because the post says v'nichrusa, it says be'etzem ayayim azeh v'nichrusa. You only get the oynish, the chorus, be'etzem ayayim azeh. Avol, I would think, yehei muzer al tesis malacha. Maybe there's a love not to do malacha during this tesis Yom Kippurim. Talmud lo yimano, the post says even there's not even a love. The post says by the love v'cho malacha lo yisasu be'etzem ayayim azeh. Again, by not doing malacha on Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, "Be etzem ayoyim is there in the middle of this day." So we dashin ali tzume shayoyim hu muzur. V'yeinoy muzur al tesis malacha. There's only a lav not to do malacha on Yom Kippur itself, but on the smitzis essay, when you makabel tesis Yom Kippurim, if you do malacha, then you're not over in this lav. You're only be mavato the mitzis essay. Yochel, I would think, lo yehi muzur al tesis malacha. True, there's no lav. If you do malacha on Tosas Yom Kippurim, avo yei muzer al Tosas Inui, but maybe if you eat during this time when you're makabel Tosas Yom Kippurim, maybe if you eat then you're over a lav of Inui. So the more of a dinu, and really it's a kabel chayim and svar why you should be chayiv. There should be a lav. Oma malacha, maduch malacha. Oma malacha, shene heges b'shabbos of Yom Tovim. Just like malacha, which is noig on Shabbos and Yom Tiv. And now do malacha on Shabbos v'Yom Tiv. Einoy muzer aleha, but and still on the mitzvahs of et toisus Yom Kippurim. If you do malacha, then there's no loisa same. Or b'zayinu, the same svar should apply b'inu. I mean, not that it should be, but it should not be. By inu, if you eat during this time of toisus Yom Kippurim, isn't it a svara that she'ena noig b'Shabbos v'Yom Tivim, that this inyan not eat is not noig on Shabbos v'Yom Tiv? So therefore, you see, it's a cow. It's not such a strong iser. Is ain't a dinch lo yei muzer alav? Isn't there a svara that there should not be a lav on Yom Kippur? It's just like you're telling me now, if you do malacha in Tosas Yom Kippurim, there's no lav. And the lav of working is a stronger lav. Because the lav applies even to Shabbos Yom Tovim. Still it doesn't apply to Tosas Yom Kippurim. So this new lav, not to eat on Yom Kippur, which does not apply to Shabbos Yom Tovim, for sure does not apply on the time of Tosas Yom Kippurim. Avol azor al inui. Now this was not getting to us though. Avol azor al inui shayim atzmoi. But how do we know that if you eat on Yom Kippur, you're over a lav? Where's the azor? Where does the Torah say lashon of a lav? That it's a lav to eat on Yom Kippur? Le'lamadnu. It doesn't say a clear lav in the Torah. So minayin. How do we know it though? The Torah says like this. Le'yomer oynish b'mlochem. The Torah shouldn't have to say if you do mlochem on Yom Kippurim, you chayef koros. The oynish the Torah shouldn't have said. The gomar mi inui, because we learn at malacha from inui, that what the Torah says, if ashaloi sunam, that if somebody does not fast on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv koros. So oma inui, maduch this inyan, if you don't fast, she'enu noig b'shabbos v'yom tovim. It's not noig on Shabbos v'yom tov, but Shabbos v'yom tov you're allowed to eat. Still on ish koros, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv koros. That the Torah says clearly that v'nichrasom of a zay malacha. If you do one of the Lamates Malachas on Yom Kippur, Shenoig b'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim, the Yisra Malacha is Noig on Shabbos, you can't do Malachas on Yom Tiv. Is Leikol Shechein, isn't it for sure if you do Malacha on Yom Kippurim, you'll have a Chiv Koris? He's Maduch if you eat on Yom Kippur. There's new love. Yechayiv Koris, so Avad if you do Malacha on Yom Kippur, Yechayiv Koris. Lomo Nemer, what does the Torah say, v'nichrasa by doing Malacha, is Mufnet Ekshra, this Koris, Lahakish, to take a hekesh, to learn out, for lo demimenu, gzereshova, to learn out one pasha from the other pasha with the gzereshova. That nemer oynish binui. It says, the Torah says, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv koros. For nemer oynish b'mlocha. And it says, if you do malacha on Yom Kippurim, also you chayiv koros. Abizoy ma malacham, just like by malacham, loy onish. Eliam came hither, just by the malacha, the Torah says clearly, loy sasim. It says clearly not to do malacha. It's clearly a lav. The same thing that we know, asher loisuna, that you're not supposed to take away your pains, which means you shouldn't eat, is loyon neshalim kem hizer. Who are then the only reason why the Torah says koris is because there's also an azar involved. So mainly we learn now there's also an Azara. Nogeya to Malkus, there's Nogeya to the Azara. Now if you eat Mezer on Yom Kippurim, you get Malkus also. According to one man, the other man says, you can't keep Kippurim, it's coming with Rav Minei. If you don't hold Kippurim, it's coming with Rav Minei, it's called an Azara, you would get Malkus. There is really a lot. So the more equal Mifrit, I can ask a kasha on this. Mali Inu, no. You want to tell me Inu? You know what the Torah says? Inu is chayv chorus. Shloihuta mekloli. I tell you, if the Torah would only set chorus by Inu, I would only think if you eat on Yom Kippur, that's why you chayv chorus. You know why? Because there's no heter. Nobody has a heter to eat on Yom Kippur. Teyome bimlocho. Mashenkein, the Leista say not to do melochas on Yom Kippurim. Shehutra mekloli. There is a time when it's mutter. By the base of Migdish, for the Kabonis, you're allowed to bring Kabonis on Yom Kippurim. So the Gvoya, the Tzara Gvoya, it's mutter to do melacha. So I would have thought if the Torah only said a chayiv koras feeding, I would think if you do melacha, maybe you're not chayiv koras. Because the melacha is a little bit easier, because you see the Torah was mutter the melacha, the Tzara Gvoya. So therefore the Torah has to say koras by melacha. So there's no gzera shava, there's nothing extra. Elo, Torah says like this, lo yoymar oynish binu. The Torah did not have to say a chayiv koras if you eat on Yom Kippur. The gomim melacha. Because I should learn out like eating from malacha. Ma malacha. Just like if you do malacha on Yom Kippurim. Shehutra mekloloi. It's a little bit callous. The Torah gave a heter. The Torah kabonis. You are allowed to burn on Yom Kippur. Still on this chorus if we do malacha on Yom Kippurim. Not the Torah gavoya. Yechayv chorus. Abizai inui. If you go and eat on Yom Kippur. Shloihutra mekloloi. There's no heter at all. Only pekuach nefesh is mutter. But otherwise there's no heter to eat on Yom Kippurim. Is like koshchein, isn't it for sure that you should get chorus if you eat? Madach vidu malacha yichayev chorus. If you eat for sure, you should be chayev chorus. So if so, loma nema, what does the Torah have to say for nichrusa by eating? Is mufni, you have to say it's extra. And lahakish, to make a hekish, you have to learn out one from the other. Veloda mimenu gzeir shava. To learn out a gzeir shava. That what? Nema onish binui. The Torah says if you eat on Yom Kippurim yichayev chorus. Venema oinish bimlocha. The Torah says, if you do malacha, you chayiv koras. So I learned now one from the other, that ma malacha, just like by malacha, or nishvehizer, true the Torah said it's a chayiv koras. But the Torah also said, loisasu, you now have to do the malacha, there's a lav, af inui. The same thing when we learn that, you now have to eat on Yom Kippur, is also onish, if you eat, you chayiv koras, vehizer, is also like as if the Torah said a lav, you're not allowed to eat. So the Mara name still equal and river, I still ask you a question back. Malam loch, you want to learn out from malacha. I'll tell you, malacha is different. Even though true, malacha has one tzad kalis, that is hutta for gvoya, but it also has a tzad chumra malacha, that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos for Yom Tif. To Yom Abinui, Mashenkin, did you not eat? It's not noig on Shabbos and Yom Tif, you are allowed to eat. So maybe I can learn out still one from the other. So maybe nothing is extra. So I don't have an extra gzeira shavah, I can't learn out one from the other. So we're back to the original kasha. How do we know there's an azara if you eat? How do you know you're over lav if you eat on Yom Kippurim? Where's the azara? Some Ravina says like this. Hai tana etzem etzem gomer. This tana really the gzeira shavah is from the word etzem etzem. It says etzem hayoyim azeh by the Indian of not doing malacha. And it says etzem hayoyim azeh by not eating. So it says the word etzem etzem gzeira shavah. And mufna, you have to say one of them is extra. Diloy mufna, because if they're not extra, ikol mifra krepachinon. I can ask the questions like we just got finished asking. You can't learn out the malacha. You want to learn out inui from malacha. By eating, the Torah doesn't say the ferish azara. The Torah doesn't say like a lashon lav, you're not allowed to eat. It just says asher loisuna. Or it doesn't say loisuna. It doesn't say loisaychel. So you want to say this nazara, because I'm learning out inui from malacha. And now we can ask the kasha pirch like we learned out. Maybe malach is more chomer because malach is nageya to Shabbos for Yom Tovim, and inu you don't have on Shabbos for Yom Tov. So maybe inu is not so strong. There's no azara. So you have to say one of these two itzuma is extra. So the Mara la yefnu yo mufne, like which one of them is extra? So Marian says chamisha kroi ksivim. Real Torah says five different psukim. It says five in Yonim about doing malacha on Yom Kippurim. It says bimlacha. Chad li azara. Once a term means there's a lav, you know if you do malacha on Yom Kippurim, you're over a lav. To your mom, if you do it by daytime. V'chad li azara delayla. And a special lav to know even at nighttime. If you do malacha then, also you chayiv. Rashi b'chad eres alaylo t'yemeinu inni li azorah t'nu lin yinoynish. That's not Yonish, we'll soon see. And one is to come and teach us that there's a chorus if we do malacha on the day of Yom Kippur. And another time the Torah says the malacha, not to do malacha, is Rashi is really chamisha here at night. Rashi is a chamisha kurim iksiv b'malacham. Arbo lavim b'koras echad. The Torah says four lavim, four loisa says, and one time the Torah says there's a chiyuv chorus. So say now the four loisa says like this. One for night, one for day. Then the onish is also, like to say, on daytime there's a chiyuv chorus, and then within a night time there's a chiyuv chorus. V'echad lafnuyi, and one of them is extra. L'migmar inu mamlocha, to learn out the gzeira shav of etzem etzem, one from the other. And bein di imama, bein di laila, that they have the exact same halachis. That just like by malocha, whether you do the malocha at night, or you do it by daytime, you both chayiv chorus, and there's an azara, there's a lav, who are then if you eat, whether it's at night or by day, both is the chiyuv chorus and is the azara, the loisasei. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tonin, Rabbi Yishmael learned like this: Nemakan inui. It says true over here, inu the inyaniv to man yourself asher loisuna by Yom Kippurim. V'chon ashaseichem, v'chon ve'anisim as nashaseichem. V'nemalahalan inui. Says all the other places inui. The Rashi said the other place inu is. Al Dvar Asher Inu Esaishis Riyayu. If you're Mazana with your friend's wife, Al Dvar Asher Inu Esaishis Riyayu. So we learn out, Ma Lahalin, Loyona Shalim Kem Hizr, just like by a Royus, if you're Mazana with an Isha, you only get the Azara, the Einish, because there is Nazar also, there's a Loisa say there and the Einish, is Afkan, the same thing with Yom Kippurim also. Loyona Shalim Kem Hizr. The only reason why you get a Chiv Chorus to eat on Yom Kippurim, you have to know because there is Nazar also. There is Nazara by eating on Yom Kippur. Rav Acha by Yaakov Omar, Yalef Shabbos Shabbosin mi Shabbos Breishis. It says by Yom Kippur in Lashon of Shabbos Shabbosin. So Yom Kippur is like a Shabbos. So we're learning out from the same halacha of Yikah Shabbos Shabbos Breishis. In other words, by not doing halacha on Shabbos, Mal Lahalan, just like by Shabbos, Loyon Shalim came hither. We know if you do halacha on Shabbos, Yichayiv Misa, and the Torah says Loisasi, now I'll do the halacha. Is Zafkan the same thing here by Inui of Yom Kippurim? As if to say, Shabbos Shabbos means that the whole din of Yom Kippur has a loch like Shabbos. In other words, any Yisurim you find by Yom Kippur, there are always two things. There's the Einish there, and there's also the Azara. Just like by Shabbos, we have an Einish with the Azara. Is Zafkan by the Lavim of Yom Kippurim, then Yonim is like Onish Yalim came hither. If you find an Onish, if you find you get a Chiyuv Chorus on Yom Kippurim, for eating, you should have to know there's also an Azor involved also. Yeah. In Hashem, just before we sent your son, that there's four lavim, one is for the nighttime, one is for the daytime. The question is, what do we need to take two lavim for? Like, why should I make a difference between the day and the nighttime? So he says, Lo yedana, ibinam b'chol duchta, oynish ti yamama v'layla b'mlocha, ha'gayin shavos yam tovim, v'chol ha'shamoyed. Like he doesn't know taka. Other places we don't find like this. We never find the Gemara should say you need a special law not to do malacha Shabbos by night and not to do malacha Shabbos by day. So it's a bit so modern this Gemara. How come punk by Yom Kippur we have to have like a special law and a special azara not to do malacha by day and not to do it by night? And that's what Gemara says. You have four times tells both by day and by night. We have Papa. My Papa says who gufa Shabbos ikri. You don't have to go to Shabbos Shabbos to make a Gzeira Shavu to Shabbos Breishis, like Rav Acha ben Yaakov said. The Papa says Poshid, Yom Kippurim Gufa is called Shabbos. Who Gufa Shabbos Ikri? Tehsev Tishmasu Shabbatchem. The Torah says Yom Kippur Gufa. So Melo Yom Kippur Gufa has a din like a Shabbos. And Rashi says, He Gufa Shabbos Ikri. Uvalav Gzeira Shavu, even without a Gzeira Shavu of Yom Kippurim to Shabbos. Nami Nafki Minei. Ubei, learn enough Yom Kippur itself. The chiv on the ikri Shabbos, since Yom Kippurim is called the Shabbos, linyan inui, have a like a Shabbos danish lazara. So all the mitzvahs of Yom Kippurim, the inyan of inui, not tida on Yom Kippur, it has the same halacha like Shabbos, that the only reason why you get an einish is because there's an azara. So here also the Yom Kippurim is as if the Torah said, alav, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippurim. Mor says, bishleim arev popo liyom akrav akrav ayakov, but Papa just said that Yom Kippurim gufa is called Shabbos. Papa says, Tishmasu Shabbatchem, that Yom Kippur itself was called the Shabbos. So Papa is very good. he doesn't learn like Rav Acher b'Yaakov to make a gzeira shavam, because the kroah, the ksiva, the gufa yodif. It's better to bring a posse that talks about Yom Kippur itself. It's better to say that Yom Kippur itself is called the Shabbos. Don't have to go make a gzeira shavam, Shabbos from Shabbos Bereshis. It's better a papa's posik of Tishbus from Shabbatchem. The posik says gufa Shabbos, Yom Kippur is called the Shabbos. Shrasha Tishbus Shabbatchem, or Mishabbos Shabbos and Legomar, the equi Shabbos. This is Chlev Rebuya, call in Yonah, there can be a very spirkin. The papa says that posik of Shabbos Shabbos, we learn for something else. For the five Inuyim, what you're not allowed to do, the Esmach is what you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippurim. But I call upon the papa says, the posik says Tishbus from Shabbatchem, that Yom Kippur itself was called the Shabbos. It's good. El Rav Acher by Yaakov, my time liyom akre papa. How come Rav Acher by Yaakov had a dray and say, I have a gzeira shavu from Shabbos here to Shabbos Bereishis? What's wrong with Rav Papa's posik that the Torah calls Yom Kippur gufa Shabbos? Sumar says, mi boyle l'katanya. Rav Acher by Yaakov holds no. This posik of Tishbos u Shabbatchem we need for a different drosha. It's not coming to teach us that Yom Kippur itself is called the Shabbos. It's for a different drosha. The what? The apostle says, "V'yanisim et nafshoseichem betisha lachodesh." You're supposed to like fast. V'yanisim, put yourself in panic and pain means don't eat. When on the ninth day, of Tishrei, you should fast. So Yochel, I would think, Yaschol v'yisana betisha. Maybe the apostle means mamish. You have to start fasting on the ninth day. On erev Yom Kippur, you have to start fasting. Talmud Leim, the apostle says, "No be'erev at night time. The ninth day at night on Yom Kippur, that's when you have to start fasting." If it says at night time, maybe you only have to start mamish after Seis Kechavim, like when it's night, and there's no mitzvah Tosis Yom Kippurim to start fasting even Mevoy Joyim when it's still daytime. Talmudim and the Apostle says no, but Tisha. It says yes, on the ninth day also you have to fast. So it's a theorem. One says Tisha you have to fast, and then it says no, start Berev at night time. So what's the pshat? Okay, said, how could it be? The Teretz says there's a mitzvah of Tosis Yom Kippurim. That maschel or misanim by joim, you have to take a start fasting a few minutes before Yom Kippur really starts. Al tesis Yom Kippurim, and mikan from here it's a limud shemoisifin mechol al kodesh. There's the mitzvah essay to add from chol from erev Yom Kippurim onto Yom Kippur. You should accept upon yourself, be mekabel upon yourself Yom Kippur a little bit before shkia, be mekabel upon yourself Yom Kippurim. I only know so far at the beginning of Yom Kippur, you should add a little bit to it, start before. What about the Yitziyosim Yinayin? How do I know I might saw Yom Kippur? After Yom Kippur also, I shouldn't go teat the second Seis Kechavim is, but I should wait a little bit longer teat. I should be Moisiv, add a little bit more to Yom Kippur at the end. Talmud Leim the Pasuk says, May Erev Aderev. From like evening to evening, even the second evening, the might saw Yom Kippur also is supposed to add to it, make it a little bit longer. Now the ain liyel of Yom Kippurim. So far the pasuk now is talking about v'nisim es nashoseichem, about the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah says say toisus Yom Kippurim, add to it at the beginning and the end. What about Yom Tovim Minayin? How do we know on Pesach, on Sukkot and Shavuos? You also have the mitzvah says say to be moisif on Yom Tiv to start a little bit earlier. Talmud Leima, that's the pasuk here by Yom Kippur Tishbesu. You should rest. In other words, to say, just like Yom Kippurim has the mitzvah's essay of Tosis Yom Kippurim, whatever it's called Tishbesu, whatever's called the Shabbos, you also have to rest. See, Yom Tovim is also called the Shabbos. You also have to be Mekabel Yom Tov a little bit earlier. Ein liyel Yom Tovim. Shabbos is minayin. How do we know even the Shabbos? Talmaloy me Shabbatchem. His Tishbesu Shabbatchem means Zion Tishbesu, Zion Yom Tov. Zion is Shabbos. There's this mitzvah of Tosis Shabbos. How does it come out? Wherever the Torah says Loshen Shabbosos is Mikan Shemoisifin Mechul Alakodesh. You have a mitzvah essay to add a little bit more to Shabbos. Be Mekabel Shabbos a little bit before Shkia. That's the mitzvah Tosis Shabbos. Who has done a Tosis Yom Kippur Mosom? There's a mitzvah essay to Mekabel upon yourself Yom Tov a little bit earlier. It's a Chakiru Nachroinim. If your mamash have to have a Kabbalah, or is enough just not to do Melacha? In other words, by Yom Tovim, the Tosis is not to do Melacha. So some say it's enough just the fact you don't do Melacha a few minutes before Shkia, you're in the kind of mitzvah testing of Tosis Yom Kippurim, or Tosis Shabbos. Some Achrenim want to say no, the mitzvah is taka to be Mekabel upon yourself. The Abyss Nogaya, that on Muscle Friday, when you want to be Mekabel Shabbos, you should speak out and say, I want to be Mekabel Shabbos, Abyss before Shkia. In order to be Mekabel Tosis Shabbos, you should be makabel upon yourself Shabbos a little bit earlier before Shkia. So it's an Indian to speak it out. That's what some hold. There's a little bit problem about davening mincha late on Friday. A little bit of a problem. Because some say if you makabel Shabbos, so it's Shabbos already, you can't daven mincha. So if you want to daven mincha on Friday,